بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمحصنات من الذين والمحصنات من المؤمنات والمحصنات من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم. Before this part of the ayat, as we read yesterday, Allah Ta'ala had made the zabiha, the slaughtering of the Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, permissible for us. Of course, with certain conditions, that it must be an animal which is permissible for us, and they must take the name of Allah Ta'ala. And it must be slaughtered only on the name of Allah, and they must be believing in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Those were the conditions. Now together with that, Allah Ta'ala explains the other part in this ayat, and that it is permissible to marry, of course, Muslim women who are righteous and pious, and non-Muslim Jews and Christian women. It is permissible to marry them also, but also with certain conditions. And that is that the reason for giving this permission is in the honor of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. Otherwise, it is not permissible to marry the woman of the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, which were the common people in Saudi Arabia. They were idol worshippers. Or anyone who believes in anything else, Allah is only allowed it with the Jews and the Christians. And that also was conditioned. That is, first, that is, they must be the pure and clean woman. With them it is permissible. And with this condition, that they believe in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is not found today. That is a condition, and without that condition, then neither the zabiha, the slaughter, is permissible, nor are the women permissible. And then again, this great honor Allah Ta'ala has bestowed on them because of Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will be only in this world. As far as akhirat is concerned, a person should not get this impression that they have been given this honor, that the food, what they slaughter, the animals, and the women are permissible for the Muslim man. That somebody thinks from this that they, in the akhirat also they will get some special concession. Then in the akhirat there will be no concession whatsoever, as Allah Ta'ala says and makes it clear in the last part of the ayat, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. A person who does not believe in Allah Ta'ala, then all his actions are gone in waste. So the basic question that is required even of the Jews and Christians, and those Jews and Christians are referred to here who have got that iman in the oneness and the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. If they are idol worshippers, if they worship the cross, etc., then that is not permissible. So it is very important that though Allah has made it permissible, it is not compulsory, of course, and it isn't preferred also. It is just permission that is given. And a person, the children grow up with the mother usually, and they have the habits of the mother. So if it is a Christian woman or a Jewish woman, then they will have those habits and those characteristics. And if it's a Muslim woman, then of course they will have those characteristics. And the more pious and righteous the woman is, the more righteous and pious the children will be. So a person must not confuse this, that though permission is given, that is a free license, that you can just go and marry the Christian and the Jewish woman. No, that is also what a very important condition. May Allah let us understand correctly and practice correctly, inshallah.